Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Victory Monday, noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live from the Brown Grass Classic. We're in the clubhouse, kind of in the back of the clubhouse by these big, where we can over, I assume that's probably the 18th hole, either 9 or 18, but overlooking the green. Great view.
Yeah, man.
Groups coming through. Beautiful weather for a golf tournament today. Pretty good place to be on a Victory Monday.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's a perfect, like you said, it's a perfect day to play golf. It's not too hot. It's just, I mean, the sun is shining. You got the beautiful autumn colors in the air. You know, as much as I can't stand fall, it does look wonderful out here.
It's pretty nice out here.
Yeah, I can't stand it, but it's nice. It's very
all the leaves are gone.
Yeah, whatever. I like leaves.
I like leaves, too.
I like leaves.
I like when they turn.
I don't like when they turn.
It's such a pretty.
Because when they turn, it means they fall.
Then they
the
fall. And that sucks when they fall.
Yes. But if you're going to turn colors, at least stay your ass on the limb. at least stay your ass.
Well, they do for a while.
No,
and then you look
time.
At them, it's like, oh,
all
look
time,
at that.
And they turn back green. I don't need no regrowth.
You know what I mean? You just want a chameleon tree.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You fade, come in with that. Even turn white in the winter. I don't care.
That's we should engineer a tree like that. It's like the Christmas tree that you buy from Costco or Home Depot or whatever that has the lights already on it.
Yeah,
you know, so
yes.
You can just click it however you want. Are you a what's your stance on Christmas light colors?
We do standard. Like this year, our tree is red and black. Like it's Frolic.
Oh, it's flocked?
Flocked, whatever.
So it's white?
Yeah, so
okay.
It's white, and then the ornaments.
It's like frosted.
Yeah, the ornaments are red and silver and white.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's – but you got Georgia stuff on it. But sure. But this little fart, he takes them off.
The little guy.
Yeah, he takes them off.
Yeah.
And so – but what he does is – because I stepped on one this morning – He the little hook thing that they're all over the place, Andy.
Oh my god,
dude,
it's like Home Alone.
Dude, it hooked me
at
up,
your house.
Dude, I got hooked this morning. I almost went to wake his little ass up.
Oh man,
yeah, man. But no, it's a beautiful tree. She did a good job to show the tree.
I was always a white lights on the tree and inside only.
Yeah,
I've changed. I like a colorful light tree
can't
now.
Do it.
I don't know why.
I don't have rules. But
I like colorful lights outside on the gutters, like around the eaves. I like that.
We don't have rules, but they know that Daddy don't like all that.
You just like the white lights?
Yeah, leave me simple.
There you go.
Leave me simple.
Hey, look, everybody's got their preferences.
Yeah. Yeah, but this year she ain't put up all them damn wreaths yet.
Not yet.
Because you know we got all them damn windows, and each window gets one.
Yeah.
So either she been slacking or she ain't doing it.
Oh, no, they're coming.
But the thing about it is I have to get them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she didn't ask me to get them.
Well, because it's not Thanksgiving yet.
Oh, hell.
I know what my Friday is. All 26 boxes are coming down. We spent all day Saturday cleaning out the back room to make room for all the stuff we're going to bring down from the attic to put into the back room.
Way to go.
It sucks when you have to clean so you can mess it back up.
Exactly.
It's like, all right.
Exactly.
Well, but we got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff taken care of. We posted the crib on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
We're selling it. That was, I mean, fine with me. We're done.
Yeah.
But we're not that, like, snip, snip done. But, like.
Right.
We plan on being done.
Right.
But that was a hard one for her.
Really?
Yeah.
Because both, both of them slept in, right?
Yeah, they both slept in it, and now they're both in the bunk beds, but it's just kind of been in the back room. But, you know, that's, like, official. Oh. It's, again, it's still not snip-snip official, but, like, it's pretty much official if you're selling the crib.
No, not really. Yeah.
I guess you could buy a new
crib. You
could
buy a crib.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because we sold kids' side crib to this father. It was I felt so sad because he just got divorced. Split with his girl.
Uh-huh.
He had a 19-month-old child.
Wow.
And so he's trying to get some space for the baby, and we just took Bash's crib down. I was like, and she's like, basically told me he could have it. And so, yeah, man, you can have this thing, man. I mean, it was a nice story. Now, he might have been lying to me, but he was a nice gentleman that liked the dogs, you know.
If he was lying, it was a good story.
It was a good story.
Yeah.
He got me. He might have sold that bed.
He probably wasn't.
Yeah, like,
I didn't get my boots on Friday.
Oh.
I drove up to Canton,
uh-huh.
and the guy got in a car accident, so he wasn't going to be able to make it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that sucks. Well, I'm going to be back up that way Monday. Can I come by? He's like, no, I'm working all day Monday. Do you live near the Battery by any chance? And I was like, I actually live near the Battery.
Pretty much.
He was like, all right, we'll swing by Monday. I'll knock some money off because of the hassle. Sorry, I had to drive up there. I was like, all right, cool. So that's even more of a discount. And I was like, I got these boots I don't want because they're too big. His boots are too small. I was like, maybe they'll work. So I brought them with me. And I was like, hey, I don't know if you want these. He goes, oh, those are nice. What do you want for them? I was like, let's just swap. So I got the boots for free.
You did a shoe swap.
We got a boot swap.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how worn were yours?
Mine,
yeah.
I had worn maybe 5 or 6 times.
And
he had worn him a couple times.
All right, that's what we were talking about on Friday.
Yeah.
I was
he
like,
had worn him a couple times. You know, that's fine.
Did you smell him?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't know. Yeah. How do you clean out the inside of
someone
else's
shoe? I don't
know, man.
You might have. I don't know. I don't wear other people's shoes, Andy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right. So he might have.
That's a good thing. Well,
He might have boot funk.
But I have, yeah.
Don't put your feet in there bare.
No, I'm not going to go barefoot. Yeah, I'm not going to raw dog.
Don't raw dog the shoes, man. Don't raw dog the boots, man. Come on with all kind of
corns. You can't raw dog boots anyway.
Coming up with all kind of corns and bunions. You know that stuff is contagious.
I know.
Bunions are contagious.
It's like an STD for the
toes. Yeah, man. Hey, watch yourself, man. There's been around there lumped up just like you raw dog something else. Just lumpy.
Anyway, I got the boots. That's what matters. That's what matters, all right? I'll spray the inside with Lysol or
something.
There you
go. Get some of that stuff they do at the bowling alley.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
I'll just take them to the bowling alley. Hey, will you spray these
down?
I bought them on Facebook.
Will you spray these down
for me? They'll do it, right?
Yeah.
They got that stuff.
Yeah.
They got that stuff.
Yeah.
Plenty of that stuff. Yeah, my boots are musty. Oh, no. That's probably where the problem started. All right. We were going to play a bunch of audio here. Let's hear Shedeur Sanders talking about his first start.
Everybody's not in the best situation, but it's no excuse. You got to go out there and perform. Like, there's no choice. There's no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. Who cares? You know? So a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know? It ain't going to happen.
Of course he's right about that, but – I thought, you know, we were having fun. Is he Wally Pippen, Dylan Gabriel? Because you're not supposed to lose your job because of injury.
Right. But is he even the starter because
exactly.
he wasn't?
Yeah. I thought
– You got to give him another shot.
You got to give him another shot, man. Yeah. I thought Shedeur played – he played good.
He didn't
play bad. He wasn't great, but he didn't play
he
bad.
He played exactly the way that I asked him
like
to play.
Like a fifth-round quarterback.
He played like a professional quarterback should play against the Raiders.
Yes. I mean, great. I mean, I know the throw when he's rolling to his right. What a freaking dive that was. What
a hell of a
hell of a damn throw. And, you know, he had the mistake with the interception, didn't see the guy, threw it straight to him. Obviously, get his first touchdown pass on a screen pass to Dylan Sampson, and Dylan takes it to the damn – I forgot he was with the Browns, Dylan Sampson.
Yeah.
And he took it to
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Right? He was a good running back.
Yeah, he took it to the house, man. But, yeah, I thought Shedeur played well enough to get another start. He didn't knock my socks off or anything like that.
No.
I'm not going to post him on my Instagram or anything like that.
What would he have to do in order for you to post him on your Instagram?
Nothing at all, because I would never do that.
Be your child,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, exactly. I would never do anything.
By the way, great Instagram content over the weekend.
Oh,
with
man.
You in Athens
oh,
all,
dude,
with the whole family.
You
want
to talk about a good
like a
time.
Great time.
We had so much fun in Athens. Shout out to my people up there, took care of us and everything like that. Isaiah did impress his little girlfriend. And they're like, oh, yeah, gosh, field level, beating the coaches and stuff, man. Oh, yeah.
What a flex.
Serious play. Everything was great. Sebastian had a fun time when we got off the field.
It looked like it was a little loud for
him. It looked too loud for him down
there. So it is loud down there.
Once we got in the box, he was squared away. Yeah, but no, we had an awesome time after this weekend.
Awesome. It looked like a really fun
awesome
time.
But, yeah, Shedeur should be the starting quarterback
yep.
next week and see what you got. He's a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel.
He's got more upside
yes,
for sure.
He's better.
There's no doubt about
and
that.
And the whole fuss now about the game ball thing.
Because
Kevin didn't give him a game ball. They give out game balls on Mondays and Tuesdays, too. Just because he didn't give one in the locker room don't mean he's not going to get one. Not everything is something.
Relax.
God damn.
They're not trying to sabotage him.
God.
All right, here's Patrick Mahomes after their hard-fought win yesterday.
I mean, obviously you want to be urgent, but it was do or die type thing where you had to make something happen and guys made plays happen throughout the entire team. It wasn't one person. It was everybody. Everybody made plays in the biggest moments, and we found a way to win.
Dude, they ran the ball. There was no option to throw it or nothing. Here, hand the ball to Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt ran his ass off.
He ran his ass off yesterday. They were able to, come back because, for Pat Mahomes to throw an interception blatant like that,
yeah.
The guy just tipped the ball. He's trying to throw it out. That was great. I know they got the touchdown from Kels called back. Whatever, if he hold. But yeah, for
them, it was do or die time.
Their back was against the wall.
Yeah, I mean they're down. What was it? 20-9
yes.
In the fourth quarter.
Yes.
They did exactly what they do. They scored when they needed to. They got the 2-point conversion.
Yep. And then,
Pat's out there throwing lasers.
And then Rasheed Rice makes the big play.
Rasheed
Rice
is a great player.
You get to overtime. Daniel Jones stinks,
yep.
And you don't.
There you go.
Daniel Jones stinks, and you got Patrick Mahomes.
You got Patrick Mahomes,
yes.
And you win. And now, look, because, again, they're 5-5 down in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Like, you can't – enough of these losses pile up. Yeah. The season runs out. But, yeah, they got it done when they needed to,
real quick,
they always do.
Dallas comes back. I mean, Eagles, why you didn't run the ball?
I don't know.
The Eagles didn't run the ball. Dallas
comes
back.
That's the worst way Philadelphia could have lost that game.
I mean, and then, obviously, George Pickens does George Pickens things. Just unbelievable catch. Great job by Dak in that game. CeeDee Lamb needs to play better. And I know you running over there looking at throw the ball out there. Catch the damn ball, CeeDee. Catch the ball, CeeDee. The ball hits you right in the stomach. All right, you complaining to the quarterback. No, catch the ball, CD. You're too good of a damn player to have 7 drops against the damn Eagles. And then the Rams just ramrodded the Bucks.
Matthew Stafford's playing
ram-rodded
the best football of his life.
He's won MVP.
He's the MVP
yes.
of the league. In his last, what was it? Is it 7 games?
Yes.
25 touchdowns and no interceptions?
Yes, he's playing unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Another no-look pass. Baker Mayfield, they say a sprained AC joint. They're not ruling him out
yeah,
playing
this week. This is what – chaps your ass as a Falcons fan, though.
Yep.
You get a couple of those close ones,
yep.
they're falling apart, man.
Yep. And
they were holding it together with
duct
tape.
They're tied.
I know.
With the freaking Panthers.
I know.
Yes.
If you could have got one of those
one
ones
of those
from
games.
The Panthers and one of those other ones that went.
You know what, Ralph? I'm back with you, Ralph. Damn it.
It is. No, it's very frustrating.
I'm with you, Ralph.
It's very frustrating that they,
yeah.
They waited this long to get a win. I don't think they were intentionally
I
waiting
you, Ralph.
This long to get a win. Now you're.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're fine, Ralph.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
Join, be like Ralph. Call into the show. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll talk to Falcons fans next about yesterday's win, the season in general. You could look ahead, however you want to do it. The floor is open. We'll go whatever direction you want to take the conversation after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.